याइदं सुमहत् पुण्यम् श्रद्धया वहितः पठे श्राव्यच्छे शून्यत्वापि सप्रधो पदवीं या इदं सुमहत् पुण्यम् श्रद्धया वहितः पठे श्रावे शृण्वयद्वापि सप्रधो पदवीं या इदं सुमहत् पुण्यम् श्रद्धया वहितः पठे श्रावे शृण्वयद्वापि सप्रधो पदवीं या इदं सुमहत् पुण्यम् श्रद्धया वहितः पठे श्रावे शृण्वयद्वापि सप्रधो पदवीं या
In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is making such a wonderful point about service to the devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam is about book Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is about the person Bhagavatam. And also Srimad Bhagavatam is about the Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bhagavatam covers all this in detail. Srimad Bhagavatam is a personality. In Bhakti Yoga, everyone and everything is a personality. Holy name is a personality, Nama Prabhu. Book Bhagavatam is a personality. Because Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna sadhamo bhagate dharma jnanatu visaha kalo nashtadrusha esha puranarko adhunotitaha. So it's so amazing that the sunrise like Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen to destroy the darkness of this age of Kali. So we have to look into our own consciousness. How much are we excited? How much are we thrilled to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to remember Srimad Bhagavatam? Are we interested or are we excited to read newspaper? CNN, BBC, The Age. You know, there is a liking for the newspaper because it is news. Something which is new daily. So people have some liking for that. Okay, what's the newspaper? So many millions of people spend the morning drinking tea and reading newspaper. We know the pastime of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. One of the prominent personality approached Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. And Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was in a conversation wherein he mentioned that we need to start a newspaper. A spiritual newspaper, not a material newspaper, not BBC, not CNN, a spiritual newspaper. Then this prominent person asked, how is it possible to have so much of news about Krishna? So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, in this world, in this planet, there are so many continents, there are so many countries, and India is one of the countries, and in which there is a city, Calcutta. And in Calcutta, you are able to produce a daily newspaper. So much of news about just one city. Then, what to speak about the entire spiritual world? Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, we can have a newspaper at every minute. Every minute we can have a newspaper. But he said, but we don't have subscribers. That is the only problem. It's like Maharaj said that the only scarcity in this world is for Krishna consciousness. So that's the point. We don't have subscribers. Otherwise, we can have unlimited news about Krishna. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving newer and newer realizations about Krishna. Navam Navam. Newer and newer. That is about Krishna. Because the Lord is present in the heart as Paramatma and He can give every second newer and newer realization about Krishna just by going through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. More specifically, going through the syllables of Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, great Acharya in our line, Sanatana Goswami, I think tomorrow is a special festival, right? Yeah. Disappearance Day of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, he wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That is considered as the prime book of all works of all of the six Goswamis. So all the works starts from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So if you are getting into studying all Goswami literature, this of course after completing, thoroughly studying all Srila Prabhupada's books, not immediately, the first book to study is Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because that establishes the position of bhakti and the position of Goloka Vrindavan and the process very clearly. Sanatana Goswami has written many books, and one of another very important book is Krishna Leela Stava, glorifying the past sense of Krishna. So in Krishna Leela Stava, towards the end, Sanatana Goswami shares his realization about Srimad Bhagavatam in 5 verses. First 2 verses are pretty much corroborating that which is in Srimad Bhagavatam, establishing that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literatures. Just like Nigama Kalpa Taror Galidam Phalam Shukamukhar Amrita Drava Samyutam in that time. And the next one, the verse we chanted, Puranarko Adhunoditaha, that the sunlight Srimad Bhagavatam has risen in the dark age of Kali. And after that, Sanatana Goswami, he shares his realization, his personal connection to Srimad Bhagavatam. He chants, Paramananda Padhaya. Want to recite with me? Paramananda Padhaya Prema Varshyaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostate. So he says, Paramananda Padhaya. What is Paramananda? Paramananda means great ecstasy. Padhaya, Patan. What is the meaning of Patan? Study, just read. One can get great ecstasy by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramananda Padhaya. Next phrase is very, very interesting. He says, Prema Varshi Aksharayate. Prema Varshi. Varsha, you know Varsha? The rain. Showers. Heavy showers. But what is this shower like? Prema Varsha. Means it is a shower of love of Godhead. Where in Srimad Bhagavatam, in each and every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prema Varshi Aksharaya. Akshara, each akshar, each syllable is a shower of nectar of love of Godhead. This is the realization of Sanatana Goswami. Now when we sit in Srimad Bhagavatam class, most of the time we don't realize this. We'll be dozing. Oh, it's the same thing happening again. Purport, it is repeating. Why Srila Prabhupada is repeating the same thing? I have heard. It's, all the purports look similar. I have heard this kind of complaint from the devotees sometimes. All the purports look similar. Why is it so? So this is the stage where we don't have the taste. So when we have the taste, one can see proportionately how much Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam are known different. So studying Srimad Bhagavatam is an experience. It's an experience of Krishna. So in the progressive stages of devotion service, we can experience Krishna more and more just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, just by remembering Srimad Bhagavatam, just by explaining Srimad Bhagavatam to others. So that's what is mentioned here. So that's why we can see Shravayet Shrunuyadvapi. Shravayet. Explain. Shrunuyad. Just by hearing, one can experience Krishna. So amazing is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute. Sarvada, all the time. Sarvasevyaya. Sevya means one who is being worshipped. So Krishna is being worshipped all the time by everyone. And I pay obeisances unto Krishna, who is that? Srimad Bhagavatam. No different. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the realization of Sri Sanatan Goswami. Then after that, he actually continues his realization. He says, Madayaga Bantho Matsangin. What is the recite? Try. Madayaga Bantho Matsangin. Madguro Matmahadhana.
Madguro
Mast Nistaraka Madhagya. Madananda Namostute. It's very interesting because he continues to say that Mat Eka Bandho. What's the meaning of Bandhu? A friend. Mat Eka Bandhu. My only friend. Who can say that? It's like only on the platform of prema one can say, because on the platform of prema you can see one is always connected to Krishna. Similarly, he is only connected to Srimad Bhagavatam. Madayaga Bandho Mat Sangin. My companion, the only companion I have is Srimad Bhagavatam. Madayaga Bandho Mat Sangin. Mat Guru. Srimad Bhagavatam is my guru. Mat Mahadhana. Mahadhana means my greatest wealth. Dhana is the wealth. So Mahadhana. So how much Srimad Bhagavatam costs? Maybe, you know, $500 we are selling. Is it a big deal? No, it's Mahadhana. Why? Man Nistaraka. Nistaraka means Srimad Bhagavatam is my savior. Mad Bhagya. Srimad Bhagavatam is my greatest fortune. Mad Ananda. Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest pleasure. Namostute. I pay obeisances unto Srimad Bhagavatam. Who can have such a realization? This is only great devotees of the Lord. That's why Sanatan Goswami prays like this. And he actually continues. He makes a very interesting point for all of us. He says, Asadhu sadhuda dain adi nicha uchatakara ha na munchakata jinma premna hrit kantheyospura. He says, this Srimad Bhagavatam is so great that asadhu sadhuda dain, that one who is completely not saintly at all, Srimad Bhagavatam can make such a person saintly. Srimad Bhagavatam can convert an unsaintly person to a saintly person. Asadhu sadhuda dain. Adi nicha. Who is nicha? Most degraded. Uchatakara. One who is most fallen, Srimad Bhagavatam can make such a person the greatest. Adi nicha uchatakara. He can make the greatest person. Then he says, Ha na muncha kadajinma. Kindly don't leave me. Kindly don't leave me. Premna hrit kanthayospura. Kindly, with all love, be placed in my heart and in my throat. This is the prayer of Sanatan Goswami. So he has such an affection for Srimad Bhagavatam. So all the work of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is based on Srimad Bhagavatam. So many references from Srimad Bhagavatam in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There is one chapter, it's only verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's an amazing chapter. Only selected verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is selected verses of Sanatan Goswami. Now we have selected verses by Prabhupada, we memorize. Similarly, there are selected verses by Sanatan Goswami, showing his appreciation for Srimad Bhagavatam, so for his connection for Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had so much of taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. Who he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from? You know? Who he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from? Gadadhar Pandit. He used to hear from many devotees, but he used to love hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And even Gadadhar Pandit himself, he had so much of taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. The copy of Srimad Bhagavatam that he had, it got completely drenched in water, and he had to replace the Srimad Bhagavatam copy. Can you imagine? Because the tears were flowing from his eyes, and it would drench Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's not plastic paper, it's not the paper that we have. There used to be leaves, and the leaves they used to make hole. Have you seen that? The palm leaves, and you make the hole first with a particular kind of pen. It is metallic, and basically you are creating a hole impression. And after that, you pour the ink. So the ink would go inside that impression and then remove the rest. Then you get the writing. It's a big task. And our acharyas, who are great personalities, they could write, they could think, and they could write. Can you imagine? Now we can. Now it's the time of laptop, iPad. We can edit anytime, right? We can change, we can do anything, whatever we want. But they couldn't do that. Once they composed, it is fixed. Otherwise, they had to change the whole leaf. It's a bit of a task. It's time-consuming. It was mentioned that Jiva Goswami, who wrote something like 750,000 verses or so, he would compose the shlokas in the mind, and he would just write it himself, and it was perfect. No editing required. And at times, if you think, and there is an interesting aspect also, because if you write on one side of the palm leaf, then you cannot immediately write on the other side because there is ink and they don't want to destroy one side. So he could compose the next part and he could write that on the next leaf, and then he could go back in between and fill the other side of the palm leaf. Can you imagine the capacity of our acharyas? That was Jiva Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, he composed a book very interesting. It's called Chitra Kavitwani. It's a small booklet in which Chitra means the paintings, the artwork. Kavitwani by the poem. He could create artwork just based on his writing. So there are verses. If you take in a particular pattern, you get a shape of a mridanga. You can get, you know, you have the crossroads, right? Like this, like this. Certain syllables are arranged in such a way that you can get different patterns within one verse. And he created one verse with only two consonants. Can you imagine? The whole verse, four line verses, had only two consonants. That's it. And it has amazing meaning about Krishna's pastimes. Just two consonants of the whole verse. That's it. The repetition of that. So this is the capacity. This is the even just viewing them on a material platform, on in terms of just poetic, aesthetic platform, they were somewhere there. They were not ordinary. That was the great acharyas. Here we are talking about Gadadhar Pandit, who would recite Srimad Bhagavatam and would cry, and they had to replace the copy of Srimad Bhagavatam because of the ecstatic tears that would flow from the eyes of Gadadhar. And Mahaprabhu, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, he would also get into ecstasy. It is mentioned that when Mahaprabhu hears the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, he would cry profusely and he wanted to hear repeatedly. He wanted to hear again and again. So the real association of advanced devotees means hearing from them. That's the real association. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, and many of his many of his senior disciples were not present. And Srila Prabhupada inquired, where are they? Then all other devotees said, they have gone, they have done this service, that service. Prabhupada said, what is the point for me speaking if my disciples are not hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from me? So the real association of a guru means hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the guru. And Prabhupada said, you can pay people to do other services, but how can you pay someone to hear Srimad Bhagavatam? It's applicable for chanting also. Can we pay someone to chant for us? Doesn't work like that. He said, we can even pay pujaris to worship the deities, but can we pay someone to preach Krishna consciousness? That's not going to work. That devotees have to do. Similarly, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the foremost responsibility of a disciple. To his guru, he has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, hearing, chanting is there. That hearing is Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember I was serving my spiritual master one time in Vrindavan, and I had some service, and he knew and that I won't be there when he was giving Bhagavatam in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. After the class, he told, I have the recording. You take the recording and you hear it. So I understood, you know, so important. He's making it so clear that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the spiritual master is very, very important. So this is our connection, one of the main connections to our guru, because then we are hearing what are the realizations. So important. So Prabhupada's purport is so important because that is the realization. That is the main part. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is present everywhere. Bhagavad Gita is present everywhere. Are they making devotees? Are they purifying the hearts of the people? No. Why? Because there is no realization attached to that by an advanced pure devotee. When that is there, then there is transformation. Then there is transformation. And here, this verse is significant because this verse is one of those verses presenting Bhalashruti. Bhalashruti means benedictions. What are the results if you hear the pastimes that has been described? The Bhalashruti is an important part of all the scriptures. Everywhere there is Bhalashruti. What are the benedictions the scriptures can give? Because if you approach Krishna, Krishna can give benedictions. Right? Krishna will give benedictions. Sudama approached Krishna, Krishna gave benedictions. Right? Brahmanis, the wives of the Yagi, Brahmanas, when they approached Krishna, Krishna gave benediction. What was the benediction? Go back and continue sadhana. That was the benediction. And when gopis approached Krishna, Krishna gave the benediction. The same verse, what was quoted, Krishna spoke the same verse to the gopis, to Brahmanis and to the gopis. But gopis were not ready to go back. So Krishna accepted. Then eventually Krishna performed rasa dance. So there is benediction given. Similarly, here also we can see there is a benediction given. In all literature, you can see benedictions. If you pick Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the beginning verses, there is a benediction. There is a Parashruti is there. What do you get? If you study this book. Even after presenting the whole Rasa dance, the 33rd chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, he gives benediction. Right? It's the famous verse. Vikriditam Vrajavadviritam Cha Vishnu Shraddhanvito Anishrunaya Advarnayatya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pradidabhya Kaman Hridroga Mashu Apahinotya Chirena Dhira. What interesting benediction. After hearing, describing this most intimate pastimes of Krishna with all the gopis, Shukadeva Goswami gives a very important benediction. Important Bhalashruti. What is that? Vikridam Vrajavadviritam Cha Vishnoho. This sweet pastime of gopis, Vrajavadhus. Vrajavadhus are the gopis. Vikriditam, their dance, their play with Krishna. Idam cha Vishnoho. The word Vishnu is used because of one important reason. Shukadeva Goswami could have used the word Krishna, but he didn't use it. He used the word Vishnu because what's the meaning of Vishnu? Anyone knows the meaning of Vishnu? We say Vishnu all the time. Vishnu means one who pervades everywhere, who is present everywhere. And in Rasa dance, Krishna was present everywhere, like Vishnu. So, Vikriditam Vrajavadhvir Itam Cha Vishnu. One who Shraddhanvito, with faith, we will discuss that point. Anishrunya Adha Varnayatya. One who hears and describes, or describes, then one develops devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktim Para Bhagavati Pradilabhya Kaman. Then hridrogam ashu abhinoti acharena dhira. Then what happens if one develops bhakti towards Krishna by hearing the pastimes of Krishna? Then one loses hridrogam, heart disease. That's what is mentioned. Hridrogam, heart disease. Heart disease is lust. One can lose the lust. One can get out from the lusty desires and all material desires, and one can develop attraction for Krishna. This is the benediction that is given by Sukadeva Goswami after describing the whole rasa dance. Similarly here, Maitreya Muni is giving the benediction that one who hears, one who explains this pastime of Pradhu Maharaj can go back home, back to Godhead. That's why it's mentioned. Sa prutoho padavim iya. Prudoho padavim. Padavi means the abode. Prudoho padavim. Where Pradhu Maharaj went? He went to the Vaikuntha planet. One can go to the spiritual abode. That's the benediction, just by hearing this. So amazing benediction is that simply by hearing this, one can go back home, back to Godhead. However, there is qualification. There is some strings attached.
Fine print.
Fine print is there, but it is very clear. It is part of the verse. What is that? Very clearly it's mentioned. A shraddhaya vahitaha. Shraddhaya vahitaha. One has to hear with faith and attention. Faith and attention, both are important. Attention is very important. We cannot just doze. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's a good time to start sleeping. You know, mind becomes peaceful. Some people tell, you know, when I start chanting, mind becomes so peaceful that I get a good sleep. Or when I hear Srimad Bhagavatam, mind becomes very peaceful, I can sleep. Some people say it's a solution to insomnia. Start reading Srimad Bhagavatam and night, good sleep. But that's what's not mentioned. Attention in the Vedic study scheme, attention is very important. So that's why it's mentioned. First is Shravanam. First is hearing. Hearing means hearing with attention. It's part of it. Shravanam includes attention. Next stage is, what is after Shravanam? Mananam. That's the next stage. Mananam means it's not just thinking. One is absorbing, assimilating and putting it in practice and then looking back whether it is working. Our application, whether it is right, are we making progress? That is called mananam. This is Vedic hearing. The Vedic studying process. First is Shravanam, hearing with attention. Mananam, assimilating, applying and reflecting. This is mananam. So mananam is not just initial assimilation, but application and reflection. That is also mananam, part of mananam. Then nidhityasanam. In nidhityasanam, it becomes one's second nature. That is what we hear, we assimilate, apply, reflect, and now it has become our second nature. It is part of us. This is the third stage. And the final stage is prachar, that is giving to others, teaching others. So this is Vedic study scheme. The Vedic study scheme is not just, you know, just here, I just memorized, that's it. No, it has all aspects of study and preaching, all included in study. So according to Vedic scheme, Sharanam means everything is included. Ultimately, if a hearing means, a proper hearing means, it's implied that one is preaching. Because hearing, understanding, application, reflection, it has become one's nature and one is giving to others. Everything is included. So this is Shravanam. So Shravanam with attention is so important. And next point is with faith. Shradhyanyutaha. Bhagavad Gita also it's mentioned. Shradhyanyutaha. In the Palashruti, see the Palashruti I read from the 33rd chapter of 10th canto. There also it is mentioned. Shradhyanyutaha. One need the faith. Without faith, hearing will not work. I heard a lecture by His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, a scholar in his own, Srila Prabhupada's disciple. So he was mentioning, he associates with the academic scholars. And those who study our literature and the works of Goswamis, including Sri Jiva Goswami. So he said, he was with the scholars and they were having an informal meeting, and this meeting was in a pub. Okay, so you have to understand, These scholars are our Indologists and they are experts in our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And the informal meeting was in a pub. And they were drinking many abominable drinks. And they were discussing Jiva Goswami's technical points in the Sandarbhas. Can you imagine that? There were philosophical, technical points of Jiva Goswami presented in Sandarbhas. Sandarbhas means many of the devotees won't even read, bother reading. Because after studying all Srila Prabhupada's books, then one can think about reading all those books. Very complicated and very philosophical. And they were discussing those technical points, which were right, they were discussing in the right manner, but on top of intoxication. Can you see any tint, any grain of Shraddha in that? Do you think they can realize anything about Krishna by such kind of study? Can they develop even a tinge of attraction for Krishna by such kind of fruitless discussions? Then Ravindraswari Prabhu, he said, he went to the conference. So in this conference of many of the scholars and Sanskritists and those who are experts in Puranas, in the Upanishads, in the Vedas. So in the beginning of the conference, he said, we totally accept all the Upanishads. So we follow this verse. He went and approached each and every scholars and he told them that we work on a particular principle. What is that? That is from Upanishads. Yasya deve parabhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasyete kadhyakhyarta prakashyante mahatmanaha. The basis of our knowledge is yasya deve parabhakti. We need to have implicit faith in the Guru and Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Yatha deve tatha guru. Need to have faith in Guru. Then what happens? Tasyete kathita hyata. Then all the imports of the Vedic knowledge will be revealed in the heart of such a person. So our movement is based on faith. Faith is so important. That's atoshraddha, that's the beginning. So he went and approached each and every scholar and told them. So this is how we approach all Vedic literature. And I am quoting from Shveta Shvetara Upanishad. And Shveta Shvetara Upanishad is one of the principal Upanishads. It's one of the prime Upanishads and in which it's mentioned. One need to have faith. So he said, I will proceed with the conference only after accepting that we need to have faith in the Guru, in the Shastra, in Krishna. Otherwise it is fruitless. Okay, whether they accept it or not is a different question. But that is our stand. And that is very important, even understanding this verse. Shraddha is very important. Shraddha mayoyam purishaha. Bhagavad Gita says 16 chapter, Shraddhamayoyam Purushaha. The Purusha, the living entity, he is always with Shraddha, he is always with faith. We cannot live without faith. We have to ascribe our faith on something all the time. In our intelligence, our mind, others, what we have read, what we have experienced, whatever. But still, faith is a must. That's how we live. One cannot be devoid of faith. It is there. It's a question of where, that's all. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada further explains, very importantly, non-duality between Krishna and his devotees. And Prabhupada quotes, Sakshat dharitvena samasta shastre ukta sadabhavite sati kindu prabhoya priye vatasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. There is Bhakta, there is a devotee and there is Bhagavan, right? There is a Bhakta and there is a Bhagavan. What is the connection? Bhakti. So there is Bhakta, there is Bhakti and there is Bhagavan. Similarly, there is a Sevaka, right? There is a Sevaka. What is the meaning of Sevaka? Servant. There is a Sevaka and what is the connection? Seva. And who is the Seva unto? Saviour. That is Saviour. So there is Sevaka, there is Seva, and there is Saviour. So that's why we have Saviour Bhagavan Prabhu. Saviour Bhagavan Das. Where does it come from? Saviour is Bhagavan. Or the object of worship is Bhagavan. That's why I say Bhagavan. You understand? So that is, this is our connection. And all are on the same platform. Why is it so? If Krishna is there, is Krishna alone any point in time? No. Even devotees would make paintings. Srila Prabhupada said, no, Krishna can never be alone. Prabhupada corrected his disciples. When they painted Krishna as a single one person, Prabhupada said, no, Krishna is never alone. Krishna means all the devotees with Krishna. So if Krishna is there, Krishna includes all the devotees. Actually, Krishna includes everything. That's our philosophy. If we say Krishna, Krishna includes the personality Krishna and all his energies, all his expansions, all the jivas. So Krishna includes everything. However, we can specifically say when Krishna is there, all devotees are there. Right? So Krishna is never alone. So how can we separate Krishna and his devotees? And if bhakti, we talk about bhakta, bhakti and Bhagavan. So if a person has bhakti, bhakta has bhakti, then what happens? If he has bhakti and that too, if he has pure bhakti, what is the final characteristics of bhakti, the devotion service as mentioned in Nectar Devotion? Anyone knows? What is the final, the topmost characteristics of devotional service?
Satisfaction of Krishna.
No, there are six characteristics to devotional service as mentioned in the very beginning of Nectar Devotion. Shri Krishna Akashani Hari Bol, that's it. It's mentioned Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Varga Samanyutam Bhaktir Vashi Karoti Iti Shri Krishna Akashani Mata. Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam. Bhakti in a devotee is such that, is talking about pure bhakti, is such that Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam. Prema Bhajam means he becomes completely enchanted, addicted to such devotion. Krishna cannot stay. If he sees such bhakti, he has to be there. Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Varga Samanitam. It's not just Krishna, that's the important point. In Sri Krishna Akashani, which word is representing all the devotees? Shri. Shri is representing not just Srimati Radharani, but all the devotees. So, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Varga Samanvitam. Priya Varga Samanvitam. All these devotees are along with Krishna. Bhakti Vashi Karoti Iti. This bhakti can control Krishna. Then it is called Shri Krishna Akashani Mata. Then it is termed as Shri Krishna Akashani. Attracts everyone. So if one devotee has bhakti, then who is coming? Krishna is coming. And with Krishna is there, all other devotees are also there. So in that sense, is a devotee alone? No. So Krishna is never alone, neither a devotee. That's why in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto is known for the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, we can see, when we speak about Prahlad, Narasimhadev is there. Is there any Prahlad's pastime without Narasimhadev? No. Is there any Narasimhadev pastime without Prahlad? No. See, is there Damodar pastime without Yashodamai? No. Is Yashodamai without Krishna? No. So, when Krishna is there, devotees are there. When Krishna is there, pastimes are there. When devotees are there are pastimes with Krishna. So, this is the reality. So, in the 7th canto, after this, describing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, Sugare Goswami, he went on describing Varnashram, and here there is a conversation to Maharaj Parikshit, right? Sugare Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. So Maharaj Parikshit became a bit, in this conversation, there is actually the conversation between the Pandavas also. So the Pandavas actually became a little disheartened. And Parikshit Maharaj also started feeling a bit separation from the Lord and started thinking that Prahlad Maharaj is so fortunate, such a great devotee, but we are not such great devotees. We don't have the association of the Lord. So they were thinking like that. Then to encourage them, Sugadeva Goswami recites a similar verse. He says, यूयं लोके बहुभूरि भाजा लोकं पुनानां मुनिराभयन्ति एषां गृहे निवसतीति साक्षात् गूढं परं ब्रह्म मनुष्यलिङ्गम् यूयं निर्लोके बहुभूरि भागा यू आर एक्चुअली द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट पर्सनालिटीज हु द पांडवास व्हाई इन योर हाउस ऑल द ग्रेट सेजेस आर कमिंग ऑल द टाइम ऑल द ग्रेट डिवोटीज आर जस्ट कमिंग इन वॉकिंग थ्रू लोकम पुनाना मुनिराभयंती एंड ऑल दीज ग्रेट सेजेस दैट दे आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी सेजेस लोकम पुनाना they have the ability to purify the entire planet. Munir Abhayati. All the sages are coming to the palace of Pandavas all the time. You know why? Do you know why? Exactly. Esham Grihe Nivasatiti Sakshat Gudham Param Brahma Manishyalingam. Krishna has come incognito. Even though he is the Supreme Lord, He is Gudham Param Brahma. He is a Param Brahma. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is Manishyalingam. He looks like an ordinary human being. That's why first canto also it's mentioned. Gudha Kapata Manishaha. About Krishna and Balaram. Gudha Kapata Manishaha. Kapata means cheating, cheater. Or fake. Fake human beings. Who are they? Krishna and Balaram. Gudha, incognito. Gudha Kapata Manishaha. Here also mentioned the same thing. Manishyalingam, just in the form of human beings. So, Pandavas are with Krishna. And in Bharat Bhagavatamrita, there is a nice description. When Krishna leaves Hastinapur, then Pandavas are thinking, how can we get Krishna back to Hastinapur? So they are making different plans. In the court of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the whole discussion is going on. Let's send a messenger to Dwaraka informing Krishna that there are threats from other kings. They are going to attack. So we need your protection. So please come. Or let's make some other plan that our family members are suffering due to such and such problems. And let's send a messenger to Dwaraka. Let's get Krishna back to our kingdom. In that way, they are actually planning. That's why even at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Devi is praying, you know, don't go. I am torn, you know, my heart is torn between the Pandavas and the Yadavas, you know, I am in between. How can I say, you know, to go or to go? So this is a sweet relationship between the Pandavas and Krishna. So because of that, all the devotees are there. So Krishna and the devotees in that way, they are on equal level. We don't say Krishna, the devotees are, is self-same Krishna, but they are on equal status, especially the pure devotees. And that's why it is so important to hear about the devotees of Krishna. And that's why the whole pastime is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. The pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam are not just Krishna's pastime, not just Krishna's personal pastimes. They are there, but others are pastimes of the devotees because the devotees are connected to Krishna. Pastimes of the devotees are always with Krishna. Here, like that of Prithu Maharaj. Can you think about all books we have? We have all Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all other Prabhupada's books. But we can read all these books. But it is incomplete without reading Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita. Make sense? It is incomplete. That's why we have a mandatory course, that is Founder Acharya course. It is mandatory for initiation because everything, studying all the literature about Krishna is incomplete without understanding for us Srila Prabhupada, who gave everything. It's incomplete. One must know about Srila Prabhupada, his pastimes, how he established Krishna consciousness. So from his heart, the bhakti comes. The pure bhakti comes from the heart of a devotee. The ultimate cause of spreading of Krishna consciousness is the desire of a devotee. That's mentioned. Okay, ultimately we can see, okay, Krishna desires. But Krishna is not directly giving Krishna consciousness. It is from the pure desire of a pure devotee. And that's where Krishna consciousness sprouts. Lilamrita is so important. And Krishna himself glorifies his devotees. Even Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita, of course, 12th chapter, we can see about 8 verses describing the characteristics of devotees. Right? The qualities of a devotee that endears that devotee to Krishna. The endearing qualities of a devotee. 12th chapter, one after another, Krishna himself speaks the qualities of a devotee. Krishna himself glorifies his devotees. 11th canto, there is an interesting verse where it is mentioned that as devotee is walking, a pure devotee is walking, Krishna wants to follow that devotee. And Krishna cannot worship that devotee, and Krishna makes others to worship such a devotee. That's why we can see great devotees are being worshipped by so many other people, because Krishna wants that to happen. He wants to see that his devotees are being worshipped. Practically we can see, even in ISKCON, devotees, as they progress, everyone respects and worships such a devotee, and Krishna wants that to happen. It's so important that such devotees are worshipped. So this 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the qualities of devotees. And 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is one of the most technical chapters in Bhagavad Gita. It is one of the most Upanishadic chapter of Bhagavad Gita, because the whole description about, you know, Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Jnanam, Jnayam, Prakriti, Purusha, the 6 topics of discussion, is very, very Upanishadic, very technical discussion. Even in that also, Krishna makes a very interesting point. Madbhakta eva vijnaya madbhava upapatyate. He says, Madbhakta eva vijnaya. My devotees understand all these technicalities. It's not just the Vedantas or the Jnanis. My devotees, they understand what is Kshetram, what is the field of activities, who is the knower of the field of activities, what is the knowledge, what is the knowable, who is the enjoyer, what is to be enjoyed. My devotees, Madbhakta eva vijnana, they know all this. After understanding all this, Madbhava upapadyate. They get my nature, meaning they will get the spiritual nature. They also go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna makes a statement throughout in Bhagavad Gita. And interestingly enough, even in the most technical chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So here, we can see that the worship of devotees are so important. And so, here the pastime of Lord Chaitanya is given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after meeting Ishwarapuri, he became a devotee. He was not more the same Nimai Pandit. He started chanting, he started crying, he started glorifying about Krishna. Then he went and approached his students, and he couldn't teach grammar. He was Nimai Pandit, he was a great teacher of grammar. He couldn't teach grammar anymore. He was connecting everything to Krishna. Everything. All the grammatical roots, all the cases, everything he was connecting to Krishna. Based on that, Jiva Goswami wrote Harinamamrita Vyakaran in the same mood. Harinamamrita Vyakaran means, Vyakaran means the grammar, and Harinamamrita, it's the nectar of Krishna, nectar of Hari. Panini grammar is there, that's the standard grammar in Sanskrit. But Jiva Goswami, he wanted to connect everything to Krishna, so he wrote Harinamamrita Vyakaran. And in the first sutra of this Vyakaran is Narayana Udbhavam Ime Varna Kramaha. That is, from Narayan, all the syllables, everything is originating from Narayan. So to show that, understand, even all the syllables are originating from Krishna. So Mahaprabhu was glorifying Krishna in these grammatical classes, and he couldn't proceed much with the teaching. And the students were thinking, yeah, now Nimai Pandit has become a saintly person. And one time, Mahaprabhu started chanting the names of different gopis. He started chanting different names of gopis. And Mahaprabhu's students approached Mahaprabhu, and they heard Mahaprabhu chanting different gopis' names. And they told Mahaprabhu, why are you chanting the names of gopis? Instead, you should chant names of Krishna. Because the injunctions of the scriptures are like that. Injunction of the scriptures like that. One should worship the Supreme Lord Krishna and should chant his names, not the names of gopis. And why are you chanting names of gopis? And Mahaprabhu was in a sweet, loving, quarrelsome mood. So he told his students that Krishna is a cheater. He's a rascal like that. He started complaining about Krishna. So I'm not going to chant his names. Krishna, he has, in the form of Ram, he has cheated and killed Vali. He has left his wife. He, when Bali Maharaj surrendered unto Krishna in the form of Vamanadeva, he took everything from him. So I am not going to worship Krishna. I am simply going to chant the names of the gopis. So the students, they became very upset. Now, it's not that Mahaprabhu not chanting names of Krishna, but criticizing, blaspheming Krishna. So they left. And they went and approached other students. There is some great change in Mahaprabhu and he is chanting names of gopis. And not only that, I cannot even speak the words Mahaprabhu is using to blaspheme Krishna. So all the students, they heard, they said, they started laughing, ridiculing Mahaprabhu. And then they said, not only that, this Nimai Pandit, after telling this, he became so angry, he took a stick and he started chasing all of us. All the students were chased by Mahaprabhu. Then they said, Mahaprabhu thinks he is a Brahmana, but we are also Brahmanas. He is a Brahmana, we are also Brahmanas. He cannot punish anyone like a king. So, next time, if Mahaprabhu is going to do this, we are not going to tolerate. We may retaliate. So, in this way, they were discussing. Mahaprabhu, of course, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew everything. He told Lord Nityananda and his associates confidentially that I came to deliver all the conditioned living entities, but looks like by my presence, rather than they are getting elevated, they are degrading themselves. The time they thought that they can punish me, they can beat me, they are going to the hell. They are starting their ruination. So I have to do something about it. Then he said, now this is the time to accept sannyas, the renounced order of life. I will take sannyas and I will wander just like a mendicant. And by doing that, the entire society would respect me and all of them would fall at my feet. In that way, I can give everyone mercy and I can deliver everyone. So this became, as it is mentioned in this purport, that became the impetus for Lord Chaitanya to accept sannyas. Of course, this is a pastime. Krishna, it is Krishna's, the Lord's pastime to accept sannyas. And this became just like an instrument in the entire pastime. That's all. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, so it is so important to understand the great devotees and glorify Krishna. So it is mentioned, Gramya Kachadupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. Srinarathan Das Thakur, he mentioned, Ramya Kachadupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. He mentioned, what are the most important teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachadupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. He mentioned the Supreme Lord to be worshipped is Vrajeshatanaya. Taddhama Vrindavanam, and the Supreme Abode is Vrindavanam. Then when it comes to the mood of worship, Kajit Upasana, what is Upasana? Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita, as done by the gopis of Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu recommends that mood, and that's why he was chanting the names of gopis. So in conclusion, we can see that the worship of devotees is as important as worship of the Lord. Lord Shiva says in Shiva Purana, everything in connection to Krishna has to be worshipped. So that's why Krishna, when it is mentioned, even the definition of bhakti in Nectar Devotion, you know, when it talks about Krishna, Krishna includes all his associates, all the paraphernalia, everything is included in Krishna. Krishna, everything. Krishna Anishilanam. You remember that verse, Krishna Anishilanam. So Krishna, that Krishna includes everything. So that is mentioned here. Everything in connection to Krishna. And that's why even what to speak about devotees, we don't even kick even an object because we see the connection to Krishna. There is a bucket, we cannot kick the bucket in that sense. And you know, people we see in the sometimes process, people want to move the things with the leg. We cannot do that. Mat, we can stand on the mat, of course. We can stand on the floor, no problem, but because that is their function. But otherwise, we don't disrespect anything. Because we see connection to Krishna. Okay. Stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Yes, Madhuri. So the question is, Mahaprabhu wanted respect from all to give them mercy. Similarly, if materialists speak loosely about devotees, that is not good. So we may also feel like we need respect. So here we had to be careful. Okay. Point number one, yes, devotees need to be respected. It is true. Because Srila Prabhupada, when he would present Krishna consciousness, he wanted respect. He wanted the people who are coming for the programs would respect the devotees, Srila Prabhupada and the process. He wanted that. That's why after a chaotic program in Melbourne, in La Trobe University, you can watch the video. It was really a chaotic program where the devotees were attacked and you know the whole mess happened. After that program, Srila Prabhupada said that we need to be respected. So we will only go by invitation. Otherwise, we don't want to do program in respectable universities. He said, we need to be respected. Otherwise, people are not going to take us seriously. It's a fact. Then, another time, Srila Prabhupada said, similar thing. If you want, people have to pay money for our programs. We don't want to make our program cheap, that people take it too casually, people don't respect it, we don't want that. He said, if you want, we can charge money, that people pay money and come for our programs, so that people take it seriously. So these are different ways of getting respect, because which is essential for us to preach Krishna consciousness. We know how it depends on the relationship. If somebody respects us, it's much easier for us to deliver the knowledge, because then there is an element of Shraddha. With that respect, some Shraddha comes. Shraddha means a little bit of faith. Oh, it's a great person, I can listen from that. So it's very important. So this, in that way, we can understand, yes, the point is right. We need respect, otherwise we cannot preach effectively. Point number one. Point number two, we had to be very careful, because our philosophy is Trinadapi Sunichena Tarovariva Sahishnana Amanina Madadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So our philosophy is not give me all respects. That is, not respecting, expecting any respect and ready to offer all respects to others. Such a difficult position. Right? For a conditioned soul, it's such a difficult position, because I want to be the center of everything. I want to be heard. I want to be seen. This is our mentality. Control and enjoy. And in this, what is taught? You know, not expecting any respect, at the same time ready to give respect to others. Even on a day-to-day situation, think about this. When we apply somebody not respecting to us, we really feel, right? We feel it. Actually, I feel it. That is, you know, we are not humble. At least I am not humble. I can see, you know, respecting, not respecting, etc. So our mood has to be this. We should try. People may not respect. And when you preach, Don't worry, people will not respect. It will give us humility. And if you have problem, get some books, take some books and go to the street. Do you think everyone is going to respect us? Have you ever seen a queue formed, line formed? Prabhu, please give me an autograph and give me a book. It doesn't work like that. Right? So it's very good. Preaching is good. Because the qualification for preaching and qualification to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra 24 hours non-stop are the same qualifications. What is that? Pranada Pisuni Chena Tarorava Sakshana Ana Amanina Amadena Tirtaniya Sadhaya. Same qualification. So a perfect sadhaka is a perfect preacher. Or a perfect practitioner is a perfect preacher. And such a person is always preaching. A guru is always preaching. Sometimes they use words, that's all. Through all their activities, all their gestures, they are preaching. Always exemplifying how a Vaishnava should be. So we had to be careful in the application. Yes, it's right. If it happens that we had to act in a respectful way, we cannot demand respect, but we can command. We cannot demand, you know, everyone has to respect. But as Prabhu said, be a gentleman and a lady. That is the qualification, Prabhu said. How do you know, how do you recognize your disciples? Prabhu said, my disciples would be a gentleman or a lady. So we had to act in that way. And let's see what happens. Accept whatever comes. People may respect and accept our message, may not. Who knows? We had to accept. That is a nice point. Any other point? Yes, Prabhu.
You said about the Sanatana Goswami's verse which only contains consonants.
Bhairava Goswami.
But normally my understanding was in order to pronounce the verse you need some vowels.
Two consonants, so vowels are included. Say for example, you don't have the vowels as vowels in Sanskrit for, I think Ra and Sa is used. I think the consonants used are Ra and Sa. So Rasa, Rasi, you know, the vowels are within. It's not explicit. Because Sanskrit, you don't have to be explicit, it's within. So it's okay. But still, these are only two consonants.
And second question is, we also said Krishna is never alone.
Yeah.
But we also talk about Krishna on the lotus feet when the incarnation happens, sucking his big toe. That time is alone, isn't it?
Do you think Krishna is alone then?
Well, actually, that's how they show in the pictures.
Okay. But where is Krishna lying? Where is he sleeping? Not sleeping, he's lying down. On a?
Leaf.
Leaf. Kararavindena padaravindam mukharavande vinivesheyantam vadasya patrasya puteshayanam balam mukundam manasasmarami. It's a very interesting verse by either Pillamagal Thakur, I think so. Kararavindena padaravindam. What he's doing? Kararavindena, with his lotus hands, he is pulling his lotus feet. Padaravindam, mukharavinde vinivesyantam, sucking. He's taking his feet and, you know, thumb. He's just sucking with his lotus mouth. Kararavindena padaravindam, mukharavinde vinivesyantam. Where is he lying? Vadasya patrasya puteshayanam. Vata. Vata means it's a banyan tree. Vadasya patrasya. Leaf of a vata. Vadasya patrasya puteshayanam. Pute means actually the concavity. You know, there is a slight concavity is there towards that leaf. And he is just lying there. Why is he sucking his thumb, big toe? Why?
To see how the devotees ask. Getting the pleasure from his lotus
feet. Yeah, he's thinking, all my devotees after my lotus feet. What's special about my big toes? What's special about, let me try. He's trying. Is he alone? No, he's not alone. He's on the leaf. It's a devotee. Leaf is also a devotee. Conscious. Then, was he alone? Another devotee came, right? Who was that? Markandeya Rishi. So it's a pastime. If again, he is never alone. Markandeya Rishi came and he saw the Lord. Like that. Yes, Madhuri.
Just 2 points. One was in regard to what you answered, that even after Mahaprabhu Sannyas, there was still incidents where he got insulted.
Which incident are you saying? Yes, there are.
sannyasis pretended in Varanasi and then
yes.
He showed the interest and saw that. So if, even if the sannyasi person is not exempt from being insulted.
Okay, yes. Yes, even after sannyas, the point is even after sannyas, Mahaprabhu was criticized. Yes, that is the nature of Kali Yuga. And it was minimal, that point, right? The Mayavadis, they did criticize. Even the Buddhists, they, you know, acted improperly and offered improper, abominable food to Mahaprabhu. In that way, yes, was disrespected. However, predominantly, Mahaprabhu was respected, which is important. There are, can be some incidents here and there, but Mahaprabhu was widely followed by the people because that was the culture. Currently, even after sannyas, doesn't make much difference. Take a stack of books, go to Sanson Street, as a sannyasi with the danda. Do you think people are going to line up to, okay, let it give me a signature and I'll take the book? It's going to work? Not necessarily. This is Kali Yuga, because that time, the cultural setting was there. Now it is not there. Okay.
I was wondering if Kuthu Maharaj, whether he said that the Maharaj came and went back to Godhead, whether he had his own planet, like it was the Lord's own planet, or he went to Vaikuntha.
He went to Vaikuntha planet, but Vaikuntha means there are many planets in Vaikuntha. So he has his own place. There are, Vaikuntha planet is not just one. Many.
Yeah.
A particular planet. Yeah. So there are plenty of planets. So, say for example, Bhishma Dev, he went to one planet, Parthasarathi, where the Lord is worshipped as Parthasarathi, but still in the 400 form. Akrura would have gone to a planet where the Lord is worshipped in the 400 form. So these are different Vaikuntha planets where the moods are slightly different and how the Lord looks also slightly different. Yeah. So there are multiple planets within Vaikuntha, so it's not just one.
Prabhu, you were talking about how the, some people were discussing Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy.
Yes.
And when that you said Shravanam, Mananam and Dilip. So are they necessarily so chronological? Because I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think to get it in our nature, we have to go out and start reaching, or like mananam and trying to make it our nature, they are interconnected.
Yeah, we do everything. That is Prabhu's mode. We do everything. We do the whole thing. If they are interconnected, what I mentioned, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhisyasanam, Prachar. They're all interconnected. We do everything. Then we make progress in different sections. Okay. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.